Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Astaloh monthly call on Wednesday, 28th of February at 18 hours 30 minutes UTC. We have had to move our meeting forward 1 week because of our meeting in Singapore. On the call tonight on the English channel, we have Shen Otedeji, Marek Otieno, Gabriel Ramakotro, Alan Grimberg, Brian Guillen, and Mohamed El Bashir. On the French channel, we have Aziz Ilali, Etienne Chichindi, Tijani Benzema, Fatimata Seyetila, and Didier Cassol. Baudouin Chambé sends apologies. From ICANN staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Giza Gruber. May I please remind everyone to state their names at the time of speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also in order to allow interpreters this evening, Camila and Claire, to identify you on the other channel, and to speak slowly at a reasonable pace for accurate interpretation. Thank you, and Aziz, you have the floor. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for being with us for this monthly call. I hope our call will be shorter than usual. We have an agenda which starts with open public consultation. There are 7 statements, if I'm not mistaken. There is an initial report on translation and transliteration of contact information, PDP. This report was reformulated. Now, for the current public comments, there's the release of country and territory names, annual ID and CTTLD fast track process review, and ID and TLD's LGR procedure implementation, etc. So, the third item is the one for CCLD. There's the annual process review, the annual ID and CCLD fast track process review corresponding to country code. The third item in this public comment request is the ID and CCLD LGR procedure implementation. And then for new public comment requests, we have the Hui's accuracy pilot study report, and then there's what we discussed with BATRT. Item number 5 is for the implementation, the GNSO Policy and Implementation Working Group, and the publication of an initial recommendations report. So ICANN has said that the document will be presented with a number of comments on this document.
The next item is on GNSO, who decided in July 2013 to form a working group. And this working group has to present to the GNSO Council a group of recommendations on issues related to to policy and implementation regarding domain name and generic domain name. So the comments and has to be done on recommendation of the report published by this working group of the GNSO. The last item is about public comment about the amendment made for the registrar's accreditation. It is very important for Africa, this item, because it is a project who was made in the framework of the ICANN initiative to take care of the region who needs some more attention. So ICANN has worked on accreditation of registrars, and ICANN is looking for comments to see what is the best way to address the amendments needed on this item for the new registrars. So now, this is all about the 7 items that are currently on public comments. The public consultation are published, or the public comments are published on the website, and you have a link in front of you in which shows you all the comments, the public comments. Now we are finished with any comments, or are there any questions or any comments from the participants? Okay, very well. Nobody's asking for the floor. So we are going to move to the next item. These are the reports, the activity reports of AILAC first. If there are items that we will discuss afterwards, please, we will leave them to the moment in which we are going to discuss them, as, for example, budget, cross-committee working group, ICANN accountability, and the cross-community working group for the IANA transition. So I'm going to give the floor to one of the third of the 3 ALAC members, Beran Tichani Hohaja, who is going to take the floor. Who wants to take the floor? Okay, if nobody's wanting to take the floor. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani, you are on mute. Okay, you have the floor, Tijani. Thank you very much, Aziz. Can you hear me now? Tijani speaking. Yes, very well, perfectly. Okay. So Tijani speaking. I wanted Berano Acha to take the floor because I'm always the one who speaks. Not good for diversity, but as nobody's asking for the floor, I'm going to give you some comments about ICANN. Tijani, I'm sorry, as he's speaking, I'm sorry, but Beran just wrote on the Adobe Connect that you can take the floor, so we are going to give her the floor. Okay, Beran, you have the floor.
Hi, this is Beran for the record. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is Beran for the record. I just wanted to give a short update regarding the AILAC activities. Most of the AILAC activities is currently revolving around, as we all know, the ICANN accountability track as well as the IANA issues. But we've just recently, as Aziz just pointed out, we've just recently voted on the financial year 16 budget, and during our call yesterday, we did discuss some special requests that we may be doing, of which I believe Aziz has sent something to the at-large list or the APRALO list regarding special requests. So we will be looking at that in Singapore We also discussed the ALAC schedule, which has been actually will be very tight in Singapore because of the accountability track as well as the IAN issues. We also discussed yesterday during the meeting, we discussed ALSs and how they would be how they would be added to the at large group. So basically, what we're trying to do is we need to look at what the requirements are to become an ALS critically before we get any more ALSs on board. So that is one major thing that we're looking at the moment, because we feel that the process might not necessarily be clear enough, and the ALSs might not necessarily know what is required of them. So we need to look at that and see how we can make it much more engaging for both the ALSs as well as the RALOs involved. I don't know if Tijani wants to add on to that, but basically most of what ALAC is doing now is revolving around the two tracks of the IANA issues and the accountability tracks. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Behran. Yes, Camila, we didn't hear you very well. If you can solve that problem, please, that technical problem. Okay, thank you, Behran. Now I'm going to give the floor to Tijani. Tijani, do you want to add something? Tijani, you have the floor. Yes, thank you very much, Aziz. Tijani speaking. So I'm not going to speak about transition, nor about accountability. What Behran just said is very important. ALAC needs to think about the commitment for outreach. What we need to do now is not to have a lot of ALS, but to have active ALSs. And this is why we spoke about criteria, etc. So we also spoke about the 52nd meeting of ICANN in Singapore and the special request from the community for budget. We are going to speak about that. The Atlas recommendation, the Atlas 2 recommendations we sent to the board were sent back to us. They say it was impossible to implement and that we need to give concrete proposals about things that we can do. So we are working on that since Los Angeles, and we have proposed some recommendations lines, and we are still working on that so as to be able to present some recommendations in Singapore that are ready. We still have a lot of work to do, and in ALAC, we are also speaking about the next at-large review that will be a complete review of at-large, the RALOs, the ALS, etc. I'm finished. Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. Aziz speaking. I'm very pleased to hear all that and all what Behran said, that we are going to work more for activities and outreach of the ALS, more than the working or the work about the ALS numbers, the quality of these ALSs. So congratulations. If there are no more interventions, no more comments, we are going to move to the next item, that is to say ALS and AFRALO's member report. Do you want to speak about the activities that are taking place in your community? Who wants to speak about that? Nobody wants to speak. Okay, we are going to move to the next item, item number 4. I remind you that for the local activities, you have to post those activities on the wiki page that is designed, that has been designed to explain the activities that are taking place in your ALS, in your countries. So now we are going to move to the next item. This is the item number 4 about budget request. You have received a mail, an email that I sent you as Rado Chair. I have received from ALAC a message sent to all the railroads saying that the special budget request for the support organization and for the advisory committee had been decided for the fiscal year 2016. So this process is open now, and the member can ask for some budget for the activities in their region. I have also precised in my email that the request related to outreach needs to go through the CROP. So I'm going to give the floor to Tijani. So Tijani is a member of this committee, and as vice chair from this working group, he's going to explain us how it works. Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. What I wanted to say that was that you, what you said about the ALS request was okay. We have a deadline. The deadline is February. I hope we will be able to present those requests to the budget or finance committee. This committee will see the compliance. If there is a problem about compliance, that will be sent back to the railroad so the railroad can fix the problem and send it back. Now I'm going to speak about the railroad's request. Okay. The railroad's request. AFRALO is going to organize a General Assembly in Marrakesh, so we need to do the request now for the fiscal year 2016, and this will be one of the requests from the RELO. This RELO will also present a request for a workshop in the IGF, maybe among the other activities from ALAC. This is what I had to say about that issue. I'm finished. Okay, Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Tijani. Aziz speaking. I like to ask you a question that was asked to me individually. The question is, an ALS can ask for a budget for a local activity in its country? Is it possible? Second question. I'm sorry, Tijani. Second question, Tijani. Baron is asking for an example about a special demand, special request, different from the other kind of request. Tijani speaking. As is, when you send me the email, you send me the documents about the special request. And among those documents, there is a template which we need to present to do a request. We have to follow the different steps and to present a normal request. And if Baran or anybody from the ALS needs some help about this request, they can ask me or you or those who know how to do the request. Thank you very much, Tijani, Aziz speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. please, Claire and Camilla, can you ask Beran if the answer is okay for her or if she wants to give some more precision to her question? Beran, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. This is Beran for the record. The reason I ask that is because it's not very clear what exactly the special request covers. So that's why I wanted maybe an example of an event or something that would you could actually apply under that special request banner. Thank you.
Thank you, Beran. Maybe Heidi can give us some more clarification. Heidi is asking for the floor. Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Aziz. This is Heidi for the record. So, Beran, in to respond to your question, there are many different types of activities and processes that you can apply for. For example, in terms of engagement, you might wish to ask for a regional session that has training involved for current ALSs, or you might wish to ask, and I hope that you ask, I encourage you to ask for a general assembly during the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh next year with perhaps a training element to that general assembly. You might also wish to ask for documents, additional documentation. You might wish to ask for e-learning activities, just special for your region. You might wish to ask for videos, et cetera. There are other options for cross-RELO applications for intersessionals. These are all types of opportunities for you. So this is something that if you have a good idea, the process is that you need to get agreement from your RELO, from AFRALO, and then you can submit a proposal on the 4th or hopefully very shortly thereafter. And then in Singapore, the FBSC will review the proposals from all of the RELOs that have been received, and if there is need, they will ask you to revise that, and then the final review will be on the 26th of February. And the deadline for submission will be the 28th of February. So I hope that's answered your question, Beran.
As he's speaking. Okay, Beran, if you have something else to ask, you can ask Tijani or Heidi or myself. Okay, if there are no other comments, I see that Beran is saying thank you, so we can move to the next item. The working group, the cross-community working group on ICANN accountability, and this is Tijani. This is the group, the CC working group, and Tijani, please give us the floor. We give you the floor, I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Aziz. Tijani speaking. The first face-to-face meeting of our working group on ICANN accountability, the cross-community working group on ICANN accountability, was held in Frankfurt in January, at the end of January. We made a lot of progress in our work. As you know, we were still at the definition step. We were collecting data. In Frankfurt, we moved on. We reached an agreement on some definitions, and we worked on contingency list. This list of contingency is very important if we want to to have accountability mechanism, and if we want to take into consideration all those mechanisms. So we reached an agreement on definitions and about accountability, what is accountability, who is accountable to whom, and what are the what means accountability. So the accountability definitions, the mechanism of accountability, the check and balances mechanism to, I'm sorry, the balance mechanisms and the review mechanisms and the correction mechanisms also. So for ICANN accountability, ICANN is also accountable to the community, so we were working on the stakeholders, who are the stakeholders, all the stakeholders, and we also worked on an agreement, because as you know, we are working on two work streams, work stream one and working two. Working one, work stream one is working on the accountability mechanisms that need to be in place before the transition or at the transition time, and the work stream two is working on the other aspects of accountability, what can be organized after the transition period. This division allows us to define the different things that can be in each category. It was not easy. And we moved on, and today we have two works avenues, two work streams, and now we are going to see how we will organize the empowerment of the community, of the stakeholders community, so as this community will be able to, will be ready to correct the problems when there is a problem. And the second item is the discussion about reviews and corrections or amendments that need to be said. I think we have made good progress. We have no output from now. In Singapore, we are going to have three sessions, one for the public, so as we will tell the public where we are, and we will have two other work sessions to move on our work, and if there are any questions, I can answer them. I'm finished. Thank you.
As he's speaking, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you, Sir Tizani. As he's speaking. All right, so thank you very much, Tizani. Are there any other questions? Or any questions? In the absence of questions, I think we can move on to the next item. That's the Community Working Group on the Supervision of the Indiana Transition. I think we can count on Shin for this. We've already discussed this subject. Shin, do you have anything new to report? Have you had any more meetings since our last time? Go ahead, you have the floor. Shin, we cannot hear you. You might be muted. It's star 7. Fatima is speaking. I don't think Shin can speak at the moment because he's left. He stepped out of the room.
Hello?
Hello? He's speaking, so maybe since that is our...
This is Shin.
The item before our last, maybe we can move to item number 5 and then come back to this. Item number 5 on our agenda is item 4 discussion.
No.
You know, last time we had our monthly call, we were discussing ideas on the subject we should deal with at our joint meeting for Afro-African at ICANN 52 in Singapore. I think we should put an agenda together for that joint meeting. And we have created a drafting group. And Tizani volunteered to put together an initial version of the first draft, which is to be sent to the committee. But I would like to ask you whether you have anything to say about what we have discussed for the meeting as ideas. And in 8 or 9 days, Tizani has promised that we will have something ready. We're going to give... Oh, I see Shin is raising his hand. You have the solution. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Shane from Yoko. Mr. Chair, it's actually for the agenda item number 4C, if I may proceed now, or I'll wait until you finish this and I come back. May I proceed now, or I'll wait until you finish the item number 5?
Great.
Aziz, hello. Aziz, may I proceed with agenda item number 4?
Sorry, please speak up because I have a loud background.
May I proceed with item number 4, please? CWG.
Hi, yes, please speak up. So that I can interpret you.
You cannot get me. Hello? Hear me now? Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, can you hear me? This is Shin.
Hello, yes, Shin. I hear
yes,
you.
We can
hear
you.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you. That's fine. I'm just asking the chair, may I proceed with agenda number 4C? Okay, just to give a few updates from the CWG, obviously there's no submission of any proposal from the CWG by the earlier date scheduled to the 30th of this month. There's going to be a new timeline that will be released. And at the next CWG meeting, that is going to be presented and then discussed. So I think we should expect a new timeline from the CWG after the next meeting that we'll be having. There are two main proposals from the RFP. RFP 3, mainly segmented in two aspects. One is the contract call, which is external to ICANN, solution, and the other, which is popularly known as the RFP3A, and the other one is the RFP3B, which is the Internet to ICANN option. The Internet to ICANN option is currently looking at the option of trust model. It is using replacing the contract call of the RFP3A with a trust model approach, while there's also the option to also use the golden bylaw approach. Golden bylaw just being that using the bylaw to empower the community to be able to act whenever act in order to be able to have some level of control in bulk decisions. That's really the goal of the golden bylaw in some way. So, however, for the three different proposal models, there are issues that have been raised, which the CWD really determined that they require legal advice. So those issues have been developed, and the document is currently on draft version number 3. Is still waiting, is still receiving comments. So if you have any comments on those questions, you may add it directly or edit the document directly in Google Docs. There's a team that has been set up, the client committee, who are those, they are the ones that are going to source for the legal experts, independent external legal experts, that will help provide recommendations, legal recommendations on the questions that are in that document. There are going to be two meetings, majorly for the Singapore face-to-face meeting. There are going to be two meetings at the CWG, and I think it's going to be open to the community who are present and remote to participate in that, in those two meetings. So far, so good. I think it's been, at the moment, what is really, what the CWG is looking out forward to mainly is the outcome of the legal issues that have been raised. And it's after that that we can then determine what the next way forward is going to be. However, other RFP, like RFP 4, 5, they are also doing some minor work, especially since there's really no clear direction for RFP 3, and most of these depend on the output of RFP 3. I will stop now to take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shen. If there are no questions, I would like Tizani to take the floor. So that we can go on with what we had started before Shen came back and took the floor. So that was our joint Afro-African meeting at ICANN 52 in Singapore. As I was saying, Tizani volunteered to lead a drafting team to produce an initial version of the joint statement. Tizani, are you available at this point to tell us a bit about what you have been working on? Do you think it would be possible that we have a version of this document before the start of the Singapore meeting? Thank you very much, Aziz. This is Suzanne speaking. Our work has started already. I have started to work on our first draft. It will probably be ready soon. I have already sent out this initial draft to the drafting team. And Everyone is getting ready for the meeting and reading the first draft to see if they have anything to add or to change, if they have edits to propose. We're going to have a final version for the Singapore meeting, which is to be discussed among all of our Afro and African members at the joint meeting that we will be holding. That's all. As he's speaking, thank you very much, Tizani. I'm going to get back to what he said and add that we have already sent out a first version, an initial draft. So if you have anything you would like to add regarding that initial draft, of course, please do so. This is the time to do so. Now, if anyone has any other business they would like to add, namely Barack, if you have anything to add, this is the time to do it. No? Is there nothing else to add? Nothing on the draft either? So we'll move on to our last item of the agenda. Currently, there are a number of matters still pending. There's the IZOC matter. As regards Cameroon and their application, we discussed their case 2 times in a row. And we have some subjects that should be seen as important. I took these applications and sent them out to ALAC for them to discuss that. I specified what our advice was. I said Afro had already discussed their case and maybe ICANN should consider what would be proper. We have considered Cameroon's activities. And so we looked into the matter a bit further and we received a number of questions. And we sent all of it to ALAC. Now, I would like to know whether Barack has anything he would like to add on this, whether he can comment on what happened. Barack, if you could enlighten us on this matter and these applications, please do so. Barack, if you hear us, please go ahead and take the floor.
I'm sorry, was that an invitation to me to speak? It's Alan Greenberg.
Sorry, can you start over? Because as you spoke, as you were speaking.
Okay, it's Alan Greenberg. I think Aziz asked me to speak. I'm not quite sure, but I'll assume he did. The question of the Cameroon League for Development will be going to an ALAC vote soon. I know there are a number of ALAC members who feel very uncomfortable accepting the advice from AFRELO without a real rationale for why AFRELO is rejecting it. There have been a small number of comments made in writing, but not very much. In any case, it will go to a vote, and we'll see what happens. I have asked the AFRELO leadership and ALAC members to prepare a statement. If the ALAC rejects the application as recommended by the RALO, then in the rejection letter we are obliged to provide a reason why. So I have asked the RALO leadership and ALAC members to prepare such a statement and so that we can send out a rejection if that's what the ALAC decides. The ALAC, of course, might decide that there is is they did not get sufficient reason and decide to override the RALO, and we'll see how the vote turns out. So at this point, a vote will be starting soon. Thank you.
Thank you. If I understood what you said, I think, in any event, that I agree with what you're saying. I think Barak is not with us because I wanted him to comment on this. If Barak is not with us, I think maybe someone might wish to take the floor in these applications that we have discussed so long. And these applications and the forms that we received regarding the applications. There are people who participate on one list but don't participate in another because they haven't been added there. So maybe we should add everyone to the same list. And I'm not sure who would wish to participate, who would wish to make a statement, and who wouldn't. I see Tizani is raising his hand. Tizani takes the floor. Yes, thank you, Aziz. Alan didn't say we should reconsider a decision. All he said is that we must state the reasons for our recommendation for ALEC to be prepared to vote on these applications on valid grounds. So he didn't say we should reconsider our decision, right? Understand? As he's speaking, oh, okay, by then. Thank you. So if there's nothing else to add here, we're going to move on to item number 6, but any other business, if you would like to discuss meetings, activities, issues, is there anything anyone would like to add? Are we okay so far? Right. So, yeah, who's speaking? Yes? Do you wish to take the floor? Okay, so I remind you we must then prepare a follow statement. I remind you we will not have our meeting next week. We hope to see you all in Singapore. Tizani is leading the drafting team, so he will possibly be sending out new versions of his initial draft. Stay tuned so that you're up to date with what's going on. Thank you all very much, and I hope to see you in Singapore for our next meeting there. Thank you all very much for attending today, and have a great evening.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you all for attending. Gisela speaking. We are now going to disconnect audio. The call is over.